Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Improved broadband has been a top priority of the SOAR initiative, and in December 2014, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear and Congressman Hal Rogers announced a multi-million dollar public-private partnership to build a statewide network. But once the network is in place, will the region have people with the skills, training, and entrepreneurial know-how to create high-tech jobs here in the coalfields? Last fall, the Kentucky Innovation Office at Morehead State University hosted a conference on using the internet to create more businesses and jobs. One speaker was Kevin Smith from Laurel County, who is co-founder of Rural Up, a code academy for middle and high school students from the mountains.
Rural Up is a nonprofit that focuses on providing 21st century solutions to education problems in Appalachia. So right now we're going around Appalachia providing Rural Up Code Academy, where we're teaching middle school and high school students how to computer program.
Some students, and certainly many parents, might wonder just what coding is and why a young person might want to consider it a future career. Smith explains.
As kids are playing video games or they're on their iPhones looking at mobile applications or even looking at the internet behind the scenes, it's this wonderful language. And we're teaching kids how to tap into that resource to be able to create these mobile applications and games for themselves. That there's a whole world of opportunity right at their fingertips that they can create using this brand new language.
Rural Up held 8 day-long code academies around the region in 2014.
Most recently, we were at Morehead State University, where we're at the Space Science Center. We hosted a demo day where we brought middle school and high school students in. We had 36 in all, crammed packed into a room where we taught them computer science. We taught them intro level into Java, into HTML, really teaching them these basics. One of the things about computer science that most people don't realize is that it really teaches students at a young age how to think critically and logically, something that every student needs to be able to be competitive in the 21st century.
Smith sees great potential for locally grown jobs in computer technologies, but the region faces challenges in creating a 21st century workforce.
Interesting statistic is that across Kentucky, there are 220 high schools. Only 19 of those are providing computer science AP classes. You look even deeper into Appalachia and eastern Kentucky, you only get down to 2. And so there's a huge need.
According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, by 2020, there will be 1.4 million new computer science jobs nationally. But at current rates, it is estimated that only 30% of those jobs can be filled by U.S. computer science graduates.
Those fields are growing at over 20 and 30% annually. Huge need teaching middle school and high school students this brand new language into computer science that will open up a world of opportunities not only for them, but also for job creation throughout our region. I think it starts with bringing fresh minds into computer science, understanding that they can develop entrepreneurship and create opportunities for themselves. And so we hope that we're setting the foundation for a lot of new entrepreneurial minds.
That was Kevin Smith, co-founder of Rural Up, based in London, Kentucky. He spoke with us at a Kentucky Innovation Office conference on broadband potential held at Morehead State University. Rural Up is looking for partners in planning more Code Academy demo days. Find out more at their website, ruralup.org. This is Mimi Pickering reporting for WMMT's Making Connections News.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.